kind of need it at the present time. Need your prayers also today. Thankful for this privilege to come be here in this conference. We always enjoy conference here. Home Baptist Church always been a blessing to us whenever that we could come. And I just want to say this on behalf of Home Baptist Church and their support for me. Many other churches also, our home church, stood with me down through the years. We're on our, beginning on our 26th year, 89, as a missionary in the mountains of East Kentucky. Preached the gospel in three different counties in the mountains. Floyd County, Powell County, and we're in Morgan County now. Radius of about 100 miles, which we've preached the gospel in the mountains of East Kentucky. We thank God for this church who has been with us and stood with us down through the years and offerings. It's a privilege to be here today in this conference. We always need your prayers. We ask your prayers today as we attempt to preach God's holy word. Now, if you'd turn with me to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 5. Also want to read a little bit in the book of Acts after we read this. Luke 5 and verse 1. I want to read several verses here. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. They came and filled both the ships to that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Also, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Let us pray. Father, we are thankful this morning for this great and exalted privilege that you've given us to once again to attend the conference here at the Home Baptist Church. Father, we are thankful for this church and for the pastor, for each one that makes up this body. We pray, O God, that you might touch hearts today as the gospel goes out. Be those here that are lost, we pray, Father, that you might touch their hearts, save them before it's too late. Father, we pray that this conference might be a success that might, for many years. Lord, we are thankful again for each church that's represented. Thank you, Father, for those everywhere that stood with us down through these years. Father, we pray now for to be with us and help us and lead, guide, and direct. When it comes to the close of this service, we'll bow our heads and give you the praise. Because we ask it all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I want to speak to you this morning. I would have a subject on those that gladly receive the word. You know, we preach the Bible, we preach the word of God, we preach many times maybe it's not received as it should be. Whenever a person receives the word of God and gladly receives it, something's going to happen. So this morning, we're living, we all know, I'm not going to try to say nothing, tell you nothing new, because I don't know anything new. We're living in an awful time, in an evil day. A sinful generation. A day of sin and chaos. Drugs, everyone knows about that. Liquor, killing, shooting. It happens all home, all around us up there. Murdering babies. Divorce. Day of abortion. When right is wrong and wrong is right. Surely, time is drawing near for Christ's coming. I don't believe it's going to be long. He said, if I go away, I'll come back. I'll receive into myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Brother, sister, today, listen to this. We are responsible for what we hear. We are responsible for what we hear. We're going to one day give an account unto God. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Amen. We're going to stand there one day before Him according to the things that we have done in these bodies, according to the to that that He has done, whether they be good or bad, that we have done, whether they be good or bad. Many today will not hear the Word of God. God's Word is great. God's Word saves. God's Word leads us. And God's Word is that that we follow gladly whenever that we do that. And God is going to use those who follow Him by the leadership of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And so today, as we think about these things, I want to call your attention to some. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22. James 1 and verse 22. "Be ye doers of the word." The writer said, "Nevertheless, at thy word I will."
Amen.
Doers of the word, and not hearers only. Amen. Deceiving your own selves. When we fail to hear God's word as He speaks to us, we are deceiving ourselves. Whenever that we hear God's word, we will do according to His will. God's word is powerful. The Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder and the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and of the heart. So we need to take heed to what we hear today. Take heed to God's word. Notice again. Those that gladly, that's what I'm trying to get over, the word gladly. Glad to receive the word. Those that gladly receive the word will respond to it. David said, "Do, we're to do what it says." David said, "It is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my pathway." Psalms 119, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word."
Amen.
So they that gladly receive the word of God will hear it, will act accordingly to His will. When the word is gladly received, the lost will be saved, and are saved by the grace of God. Saved by the grace of God through faith. Matthew 1:21. Let me turn and read this. Matthew 1 and verse 21. Matthew 1:21, She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the dead, sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, God's Son, our Savior, one that went to the cross of Calvary and gave his life for our sins, one who died for us and gave his life. Those that gladly receive the word, saved by God's grace, marvelous grace. We know that we are saved. They will follow God's leadership, seeking God's will and God's way in their life. Seemingly today the world don't mean much. Today, the Word, not the world, seems today the Word of God doesn't mean much to a lot of lost people or people in the world. A lot of times those in the church. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16 through 19. Notice the scriptures. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We belong to God. We are his chosen ones. We are to preach the gospel and carry the gospel until Jesus comes, or till he calls us out, his church. This day and age, certainly we're living, as we've already said, in a bad time, or awful time. Days of sin, chaos. But notice again, speaking in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 4. Turn with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 4. This is a very familiar scripture. This know also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. What awful time. Perilous times. Those times are coming. They're here now. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, innocent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, a form of godliness, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is why Paul said in chapter 4, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, is appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be in season, out of season. I take that to mean when time is going good, when time is bad. In season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That time is here today. They will not endure sound doctrine, seemingly. A lot of times they don't hear, they don't listen. We must carry on. We must preach the glorious gospel to those that are lost in sin. Excuse me. Notice again, Apostle Paul gladly received the word and said, endure all things for the elect's sake. Paul had a burden for the lost in the book of Romans chapter 9, verse 1 through 3. Romans 9, verse 1 through 3. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. I have great heaviness and continuous sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were cursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Paul had a great burden. A great burden. We need a greater burden today as we go seek the lost, pray for those that are lost, preach to them, be a witness to them, and may God help us to have a greater burden. My burden for some where I live and do work now is heavy. I preach to them, witness to them, talk to them. Seemingly doesn't do any good. But I tell you what, God's a judge. And God will take it and use it. He said if we would come and follow him in the word of God, then he would take it and use it. God can make it come to pass, whatever that he would have done. In Romans chapter 10, verse 1 through 4. Romans 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. What a great burden. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. Every one that believeth. Yes, it's the word of God. that makes a difference. It's God's word that we receive and live by in our life. The Bible tells us in many places that He is, that we are to follow and lead Him and follow Him in the way that He leads us. In Romans chapter 9, wait a minute, I'll give you the wrong one. Are we burdened today as we should? Are we? Matthew 28 and verse 18. Matthew 28 and verse 18. Very familiar scripture. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them. I like this 20th verse. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God's word, by the Holy Spirit, leads us in the way that He would have us to go. I want you to notice something else. All the world, we preach the gospel in all the world. That's why you sell missionaries everywhere. Foreign soil, the gospel is to go everywhere and be carried by God's people. Matthew, Mark 16, 15, and He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, speaking to His church. May we in our churches have a greater burden for lost souls, for lost people, and gladly receive God's word and do His will. I think of many of the old, Noah, Abraham, others, as they went, as they led God's people. The Lord's church and God's family was a choice made by Him Himself, by God Himself. And I didn't have anything to do with it. But notice, it's election. God's elect. Ephesians 1, verse 4 and 5. Ephesians 1, verse 4 and verse 5. If I find it here a moment. Ephesians 1, 4 and 5. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in a dispensation of time, or the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. God's word, going forth as we preach and teach into the world of sin, will bring in those that God speaks to by the word of God through the Holy Spirit. Whenever that the gospel is preached and the word goes out and the Spirit of God directs that word into the heart of a sinner, he's going to have to do something. Either trust Christ and get saved, or he rejects the gospel. But whenever that we do God's will, we're not responsible. We're responsible to carry out the will of God in our life. In the book of Ephesians 6 and verse 11, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Notice this. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, the word wherefore means because of what's already been said. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Nevertheless, at thy word I will. That's what the man said. Nevertheless, at thy word I will. We need to practice the word of God. Preach the word of God. Practice it. Live by the word of God, according to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And God is going to bless us in his own way. There comes a time when men must take a stand. Moses called out who's on the Lord's side. Paul says on one occasion, stand in the faith and watch. Stand fast in the faith. Fight you like men. Be strong. That's what we have to do in the work of God according to his will and purpose as he called us to. I do that for him. In Romans, First Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, if by chance, of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Notice again with me, if you will, in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. 4. It's the word, nevertheless at thy word. Verse 3. 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach Christ. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commandeth the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us today see the great need of the Word of God. The writer said, nevertheless, thy word. Thy word. The Word of God needs to be preached more and more and stronger all the time, because we shall never do too much. In the book of Acts again, in Acts chapter 14, we're going to close in a few minutes. Acts chapter 14. And when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pontus, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down unto Athaliah, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe today, whenever that we carry the gospel, we're going to do what God has said to do, and God's going to take it and use it to his glory. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer.